Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I am Jess King and I'm here on I'm not sure what day of lockdown here in France, but I wanted to just check in with you guys, see how you're doing, and send some love and support your way no matter how you're feeling in this moment. Maybe you're feeling amazing. I truly hope so. Perhaps you have had some emotional moments during the last few weeks. I imagine you have. I know I have. And I think, as I often say, it is so important to just allow our feelings to pass through, to allow our feelings to really be processed. You know, it's so much healthier to acknowledge them and to be aware of them rather than telling ourselves, oh, I'm strong, everything is going to be okay, because that's false, right? I mean, no, everything is going to be okay, but not acknowledging our feelings, sort of trying to pretend they don't exist, is definitely a way of escaping something that cannot be escaped. It will just, those feelings will just resurface, and even more powerfully, and they can be even more painful when we don't acknowledge them. So just saying, if you're feeling great now, I hope so. If you're not, that's okay too. We are all on this journey together, and it is really like, I'm not much of an actual surfer, but I'm pretty adept at riding the waves of emotions, you know, and what we do in those moments where we feel stressed or where we feel anxious, or maybe we just saw something horrifying on the news or read an article that filled us with anxiety or fear, or just utter sadness. You know, it is overwhelming when you see numbers and when you consider the reality of things escalating before they improve. And this is worldwide, of course. It's different in every country at every moment. But if there's one thing it truly reminds us of, is that we are all so connected. We are one. There is no you or me. There's only us and we, truly. So if you're having those moments, I've spoken in previous episodes, I believe, about just letting them come through. If you have tears, if you have anxiety, it's certainly, I highly recommend not watching too much of the news, because, you know, the news is a story, and not to say that it isn't true necessarily, but, you know, it's not helpful to get caught up in the story, because every day the story continues. You know, it often replays the same story over and over, and occasionally there's breaking news and we want to know what's going on, and it is great to be informed. But during this time when we are in confinement, it is so much more helpful to take some distance, to take some, I'm not trying to be funny here, really, to take some distance from the news, to take a bit of distance. Just don't sit around all day and try and know the latest, because you're not going to change anything except sort of drag yourself down or add additional stress to your life. This situation is what it is, and the best thing we can do for each of ourselves is to tap into our gratitude. And it might sound cheesy. Some days you might feel like doing it. Some days you don't feel like doing it. But I can assure you that on those days when you don't feel like doing it and you're like, oh, maybe you're too busy, or you think you're too busy, it doesn't take any time at all. But when you first wake up in the morning, think of three things that make you feel grateful. You know, it can be absolutely anything from having your morning cup of coffee to having fresh air to some sunlight to your job or your family, or absolutely anything. The first three things that come to mind. And then before you go to sleep, same thing. Just three things. Oh, maybe you want to do five if you're feeling like three wasn't enough. But when you do that, you not only bring yourself into a state of joy and a state of peace, but you you bring that light into your moment. But you also bring yourself into the present moment, right? Because you're not thinking about the news, and you're not thinking about that you just lost your job, or you're not thinking about what's going to happen to your job, or, you know, how long this is going to continue, or whatever else is on your mind. You're not thinking about it. You're just in that moment of gratitude. And when we do that as a practice, many, many studies have shown that this brings us greater peace inside. And as I've learned from my own favorite meditation guide, who I always speak about, David G, is, you know, we build our resilience actually by tapping into this gratitude. So it might seem like a small thing, but as a habit, it's a very, very powerful habit, whether we are in quarantine or not. Because certainly life has plenty of stress, and it's not just because we're in confinement that we feel it. And again, maybe you're feeling amazing at home and enjoying the distance and enjoying the time to yourself if you have extra time. From what I'm hearing and learning from those I know and from what I'm observing is that some of us are extremely busy. Some people are really, really busy because their jobs have shifted as a result of this crisis, this pandemic. Their businesses have shifted onto online, and then others have lost their jobs, and others are on unpaid leave or half paid leave or something somewhere in between, or their businesses have closed. So it's just, we are all in different situations, but they are all situations that require adaptability, flexibility, and the more we can get ourselves to just be in the moment and take a few deep breaths each day, hopefully more. Hopefully you can even do that in the morning, in the evening, or as an afternoon break, just taking a few deep breaths. I forget who said it. I think it was Pema Chodron who said that a meditation, or maybe it was Eckhart Tolle, a complete meditation is actually just following one breath, just watching yourself breathe in and out completely. Just by doing that, if you do that really slowly, it takes about 16 seconds. So truly that is a meditation, one breath. So for anyone who feels like it's intimidating or your thoughts get in the way, believe me, I'm with you. I was certainly there not too many years ago. So if you think of it as one breath at a time, it can be really helpful to get into it. What else? That was just the first thing I wanted to share this quarantine day, whatever it is, 15, 16, something like that. And certainly by the time I actually publish this, maybe it'll be later. But yeah, so during this time, we have additional, I would say, increased self-awareness in general. The slower we are, the more still we are. And this actually brings emotions up sometimes, you know, when we're constantly in motion, we tend to get caught up in the movement and sort of, it diminishes slightly our connection with our soul and our spirit and our mind at a deeper level. Do you know what I mean? Like the patterns of life, and they're unavoidable to a certain extent. Certain habits. And right now we have an opportunity with all of the discomfort and whatever is coming up each day, different each day. Sometimes it feels like one day blends into the next, right? And it's hard to know what day is it? Is it April? When were the clocks going forward? I mean, it's much easier to miss these things. But we have an opportunity now to set new habits. And it's an amazing time because we know that these habits are something that can stay with us. And experts sort of have different ideas of whether it takes 21 days to build a habit or 30 days to build a habit. I don't have the exact precise answer to that. And I think it's probably a bit individual, and it depends on the intensity of your actions and the intention of each time you do it, you know. But somewhere along those lines, now we're almost at April, and we're probably going to be in this situation realistically for another month. hopefully not much longer, at least in France. I think that's what it is. I heard from a sweetheart on my social media, Kristen, who's in the US and Virginia, told me that she learned yesterday that I believe it's the state of Virginia, forgive me if I'm incorrect, but she said that they would be on lockdown until sometime in early June. So we're talking about a long time here. And naturally, she was overwhelmed by emotion when she learned these numbers. It is overwhelming. It is absolutely overwhelming. And that is, it is okay to be overwhelmed. And you need to just give yourself a hug and be extremely self-compassionate right now. This is territory that we have not experienced in this life. And it's you know, it's really a journey for each of us. And the more compassionate we are with ourselves and with each other, the deeper our healing can be. So when it comes to habits, you know, maybe for a few days, or certainly if you're sick and you are struggling from the coronavirus, I pray and I hope that it is not a severe case for you. My boyfriend has had it. We learned, especially through his losing his sense of smell. Thankfully, he did not have a strong case, although, of course, you know, being sick is awful and all that. And thankfully, we did isolate from the beginning, and I have not gotten sick. Of course, I could be asymptomatic. There's so many things that we don't know. But at some level, it's helped us be in the present moment, right? We can't plan, we can't have too much visibility right now. We just sort of need to make the most of each day and each moment and allow the feelings come through, accept those feelings, and know that if they are uncomfortable or unpleasant, they will pass through and brighter moments are coming. I can assure you of this. Everything passes through. And you can look at that if you want to be a pessimist and you can say, oh, well, anxiety is coming again. Yeah, you can look at anything any way you want to look at it, right? But do you want the glass to be half full or half empty? You want it to be half full, right? You want to embrace. The more you tap into those good feelings and the more you choose to focus on those happy feelings, those feelings of gratitude, those important, meaningful conversations that we're having now. Hopefully you've been able to reach out to people from dear friends and family members, even just a few times a week, reaching out to people who you miss, people who you're thinking of. For myself personally, I've reached out to a few, you know, I've mentioned friends from college, university, that is. So we've reconnected, and actually we were always connected, but it just, this opportunity of confinement has allowed us even a deeper reconnection. Do you know what I mean? It's where, of course, I'm thinking about you, you're thinking about me. Oh, I wasn't thinking about you, but now I am. And oh yeah, how are you? What is going on in your life? The relationships that really add value to our lives, that nourishing relationships, the layer, the facade of BS that sort of is around all of our lives, you know, the superficial, I shouldn't say BS, but you know what I'm saying, superficial relationships are less important. We are more drawn to what is nourishing and sustaining us and uplifting us truly. There are so many, as I've mentioned before, there's so many online workouts available, and that's wonderful, and movement is so important, and it's certainly not easy to be inside so much and to have to leave here in France, to have to leave with a note of where we're going and what time we left and what the purpose of our leaving was, and only being able to be 1 kilometer from home, and all these things can be really stressful, no doubt, and having to deal with that every day, and you know, it takes some pleasure out of being outside as well. However, I feel grateful we're even allowed to be outside at all. I feel grateful. There's so many things we're grateful for. I'm grateful. Are you not more grateful for your health in this moment? If hopefully you are not sick, if you are recovering from being sick, don't you feel just extremely grateful for this? And even if you have lost your job, you're far from alone, right? This is a period where we're going to have to lean on each other and be there for each other even more deeply than we already are. It's a period of of giving, of compassion. When I say compassion, I mean, like, I would do anything to help someone in need. It's that type of deep compassion that is needed right now. It's not me, 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 and ego, 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 which is just, you know, our insecurity, and we all have an ego, but it's a time of getting real. It's a time of taking off our masks and digging into the stuff that matters to us, the people who matter to us, the relationships that matter to us. We have an opportunity to look at our lives in a new way with this constriction of movement and increased stillness, especially if you're living in a very small place. As I know, I certainly, right now I'm in a studio with high ceilings and vertical space feels like a dream right now. But even so, you know, limited space, we can really look at our lives, at where we are right now, and look at where we are with love. We always want to look at where we are from a place of love. And I'm the first one to say that that even makes me take a deep breath, that I have so often in my life, and I've seen myself as a failure because I haven't achieved, you know, X, Y, and Z. I've written all these songs. I haven't released them. I've made every mistake by trusting the wrong people. And I've just gone down these rabbit holes where I believe so much that things were going to work out and they didn't. And it's not, I'm so used to picking myself back up. I know how that's done, right? I know. And that's probably why, one of the reasons why I created this podcast is because I know what it's like, contrary to my smile and, you know, oh, you're so, you know, I get a lot of that. Oh, Jess, you're so uplifting. You're so empowered. You are this, you are that. And when people also, I realize myself sort of not resisting that, because I do embrace and I am so grateful to be a generally positive person, but obviously I'm authentic, but like everyone, I've experienced a lot, and I've experienced a lot more before Instagram existed. And I certainly don't share every horrible thing that happens on Instagram in the moment, because that's not authentic to my experience. And I'm sure that's true for most people, right? When you're going through something really hard, when you're going through a heartbreak, and no matter on what level, professionally, personally, when you're feeling like shit, you're not always going to reach out and be like, oh yeah, I'm feeling like shit today. Yeah, love me, give me attention. You know, like, that's a certain personality that most of us are not. That I know I'm the opposite. You'll hear about it in a month or two, or maybe in a year, if it's really heavy. But you know, it's a time when self-compassion, that was my purpose in mentioning this, self-compassion. I've already mentioned it, but I'm mentioning it again because it is so incredibly important right now. Self-compassion. Looking at your life, where you are now, and are you happy with where, looking at where you are, and are you happy now with what you're doing, with what your routine is, generally speaking, before confinement, your job, your personal life, that balance? Are you feeling like you are connected with your purpose in life, you know? And it doesn't have to be some grand purpose, like, oh, I need, you know, it doesn't have to be anything so, it's just what it is for you. It's so incredibly personal. It could be like, you know, I want to get up every day and I want to enjoy my life. I want to, you know, live my life and come home and be happy. And I want to come home and I want to go walk my dog, and I want to, you know, kiss my lover, and I want to, like it can be so, and that, by the way, these are not simple things. These are the things, right? If anything that living in confinement is showing us as well, is that those small things are huge things, you know? It doesn't have to be, I want to run this company, or I want to build this thing, or it can be, and believe me, I'm with you. I'm super ambitious, and I'm heart ambitious, you know? I'm not maybe the traditional, the currency that all, I'm on my own planet perhaps, but I believe in heart currency and energy, and I'm working on lifting my own blockages that I've put on myself from not being as self-loving as I am with others. But that's part of also why I created this podcast, because I can relate to that. And I do recognize changes that I've seen in myself through trying to, look at myself with more self-compassion, you know. We all are on a journey in this life, and there's no comparison of your life and someone else's life. It's just a different journey. You know, we all are on a different, you know, like on a track. Of course, I go back to the track and field reference. Like, we're all in a different lane, you know? And I don't know about you, but I've been I'm creating my own lane. So it doesn't always make sense to everyone. And that's okay. But like, there's no, you know, that's the thing. When I say we're stripping away the BS of life and the superficiality, when people are going to Instagram now, you know, I'm an optimist, but don't you think that we're more likely now to go for what's going to uplift us? Like, really, we're not going to look at what so-and-so is doing so we can feel worse about ourselves, or, you know, we're looking for the real shit, and we're looking for what really makes us feel happier and what helps us live better and be better. And when I say better, I mean more authentic to you and who you really are inside. And that person, that soul, that spirit, you've been that person since day one, you know, and life and experiences and our personal nature, all these things can take us away from who we really are. Each of us has baggage from childhood. I mean, who doesn't, right? Each of us has things to work through. And these, I believe, are tools. These are not actually, they become blockages when we don't deal with them. And goodness knows, it's very easy not to deal with them. It's very easy to go to your vice. And that can be anything, you know, anything, even exercise. You know, some people, I have some people in my life, I'm like, they're exercising, and I'm like, I feel sad in a way, because I'm like, they're exercising not out of self-love. They're not exercising because they're sort of punishing themselves, you know, and feeling bad about themselves. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could spend more time with this person and just sort of help them realize how amazing they are. And that when you move and you do things, anything, from a place of love and from a place of, and it doesn't have to mean like, oh, I love everything about myself and I'm so amazing and I'm so confident. You know, we are human. We are so multifaceted, and we all have different shades of different feelings and emotions. And we are as simple as we are complex, you know. But it's like this practice of doing things from a place of love, doing things from a place of purity in our heart. You know, when you go for a workout and you give it your best, and now you're in quarantine, so like no one's watching you, or hopefully your family's cool if they're watching you, or your child or whatever, your dog. But like, you are free to do what you want during those moments of free, that you are free. You have more freedom in some ways, because you can't go to the gyms where you can compare yourself and you can look in the mirror and you can, especially when those bright lights are on or whatever, where you can be distracted. But now you can be all in. You know, you can light a few candles. Well, this is what I would do. You can light a few candles. You can put out that yoga mat, or I'm going to workout reference, but this can be for anything. You can do some creative writing, and you can put on a song you like. You can, I mean, there's so many, maybe make a list, I would say. You can make a list of like 10 things that make you happy. Ooh, this is a good idea. Just came to me. It's so simple. Make a list of 10 things that would make you happy. And then each day, choose a few things on that list, or divide your day, even if you're working from home now, because a lot of people are working from home. And put a few little breaks in there. You know, I'm going to work for 2 hours, and then I'm going to do or work for 1 hour. And if you're like me, one intense hour, and then I'm going to take 10 minutes and do this, or I know that's going to take 30 minutes. So I'm going to put this there, and you can arrange your day, and you can do it each day. Like for the preceding day, you can do it. Look at your calendar when you have calls, if you're working from home, or appointments, or teaching online, or whatever you're doing, and put in these little like treats for yourself, you know. And that treat can be Netflix, that treat can be the show that you like, you know. It's just finding things that make you happy, and then maybe also think about something that you always wanted to do that you don't get to do enough of usually. Whether it's playing an instrument or drawing, or maybe you drew when you were a kid. I mean, I they're friends of mine who are so artistic, and like I feel like they used to draw, or they used to paint. Or order those paints online, you know, if you're like, I can't do that. Actually, you probably can. There's lots of reasons why we don't do things, and there's often something stopping us. Let's lean into what we love. Let's lean into those things that genuinely make our hearts happy. And it's not about approval from other people. It's not about oversharing on Instagram. It's really just about, this makes me happy. Or I love cooking. By the way, I'm still trying to love cooking. And some of you have sent me some great recipes. Now my excuse is that I'm in Airbnb and there's no blender. So I really want to make hummus. I want to make dal. I want to make all these vegan foods. And I'm pretty vegetarian. But I'm not a vegan. I'm an aspiring vegan. I'm trying to get rid of cheese in my life. But I'm not actually trying. So that's a lie. I aspire to try. Maybe this year. But I need to learn how to cook better. But that's another subject. Lots of people love cooking. I'm so inspired by you. Please keep sending me recipes. One day, I will get better at it. But leaning into things that make you happy, putting highlights in your day, come working out with me. Just kidding. I need to make my workout a little shorter. It's a full hour right now. And sometimes I go longer because I like the meditation to be long. I guess this is a perfect time to say, if you are interested in joining me for a live workout, you can find me on Instagram live 3 times a week, for the foreseeable future, at least the next month, 3 times a week. And you can just join me live from wherever you are. Quarantine workout sessions. It's, TNL58, which stands for the next level, which is a high intensity workout with meditation. It has 2 meditations in it. Everything is modifiable. And I'm actually I'm creating a bunch of shorter workouts at the moment because I realize some people do not have as much time as I wish they did, even from home. But I get it. And what can I say? The meditation is a highlight. Oh, and then meditate. I am also leading a meditation every night live, which I'm calling a meditation, also inspired by my favorite meditation guy, David G. Meditation, if you're in Paris time, it's at 9:30 every night at Jess King Official Instagram. And I do leave it up for 12 hours. So if you go to sleep later, I apologize if you go to sleep earlier. If you're in parts of Asia, I guess it won't work. Although you could listen in the morning. They're really these restorative healing meditations that are, that have been really beautiful and powerful. And I'm really grateful because it's connecting us at a deep level. And it's always a nice, beautiful, small group. So you're always welcome. I think I've spoken enough. Longer than usual podcast, but hopefully you had the time for it. Thank you for being here. I love you. I'm sending you and your loved ones and everybody out there so much love, compassion, peaceful, healing energy, and wishing you a beautiful day and week, and hopefully I will catch you really soon. Lots of love.